Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The currency is to the economy what your blood is to your body, and economic energy or money is to the currency what oxygen is to your blood. So common sense says, if I keep sucking the oxygen out of the room, if I suck the oxygen out of the room, you're going to either suffocate or freeze to death. And if I keep sucking the economic energy out of the currency, the economy collapses. In the extreme, you get ripped back to Stone Age barter.
Hey guys, that was Michael Saylor, the CEO of MicroStrategy. And he gave a masterclass on finance, the dollar, inflation, and the economy on Tucker Carlson's show. And my friend Bill Holter and I break down some of that conversation as we discuss the enemies of humanity in this interview, which include, of course, Bill Gates, Dr. Fauci, Barack Obama, and the entire international banking cabal. Thanks so much for tuning in. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Well, if you think crypto assets are the future, I've got good news. My Digital Money's cash account is here. Finally, a crypto cash trading platform with top-notch US-based client service that actually answers the phone when you need help. My Digital Money offers features to help you make a better crypto investment decision that are either not available or that you have to pay for in other platforms. Trigger orders, that's right, automatically sell or buy coins based on your own parameters. Gain loss prompt, know how much you're making or losing in real time. Tax options, you can choose how to sell your cryptos to make your taxes most efficient for your needs. Since MDM offers both crypto IRA and cash trading, there's no need to move from one platform to another for all your crypto investments. You can do all of your crypto investment in one platform and enjoy a customer service quality you can't find elsewhere. The company was founded by our friend Colin Plume from Noble Gold Investments, so it's a company you can trust. Although MDM is offering cryptocurrency investments, their primary product is service. My Digital Money is here for you. Just dial 833-636-2008 or look them up on the web, mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGT Report. A blast from the past today for you. I haven't spoken with my buddy Bill Holter in far, far too long. You might know his website, jsmindset.com. Bill joins us now. How are you, Bill?
Good, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you back on. A lot to talk about as it pertains to the economy and precious metals. But first, let's focus on the demons. We know who they are now. I'm going to do a screen share here. Let me show you two of them. Pure theater. Fauci's big shot embattled COVID-19 czar is joined by Obama for a surprise visit to DC elementary school to meet kids, children, students getting vaccinated and encourage child vaccinations. I don't know how that makes you feel, Bill, but that makes my blood boil. These kids don't need that experimental toxic vax any more than they need a trip to Epstein Island. There's two demons right there, Obama and Fauci, and it's all theater. Do you know how it's theater, Bill? You know how you can tell? They're wearing masks.
Exactly.
What a joke.
Hey, there were just, I think yesterday, there was three more athletes kicked the bucket.
Well, I know that
there were
soccer stars are dropping like flies overseas. What three athletes are you referring to?
One was not an athlete. One was a 13-year-old girl in Canada. But yeah, they're piling up, and you're mentioning the soccer players in Europe. Isn't it funny how the press is saying, you know, it's unexplainable?
Well, even worse, they're such bought and paid for liars. Now they're saying overuse of cannabis may be leading to a rise in heart attacks among young people. So never mind the vaccine, never mind the experimental mRNA gene therapy toxic death shot, never mind Pfizer, never mind Albert Bourla, the CEO, who says anybody who's a critic of this experimental vaccine is a criminal and should be arrested. Never mind any of that. Oh, and by the way, never mind the fact
he's not vaccinated.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Never mind
Bourla,
the fact
Bourla is not vaccinated.
And never mind the fact that the mainstream horror media is all sponsored by Pfizer.
Right.
Well, that's why they turn to the alternative news media. People in droves are turning to the alternative news media for truth and real news. That's why we exist. So let me show another demon. This guy, I've never cared for this guy ever, Jim Cramer. What a world-class tool. What a piece of globalist filth. Let's play this as he touts on his Mad Money CNBC show that everybody should be forced vaccinated by the military. Listen to this.
We have immunocompromised people who are incubators for every variant to come, walking around lawfully unvaccinated? That's psychotic. We have companies that have tried hard to get people vaccinated, now backing down. We have governors who want to be president by grandstanding on a foolish state's right issue, the right to get sick and get other people sick. So it's time to admit that we have to go to war against COVID. Require vaccination universally. Have the military run it. If you don't want to get vaccinated, you better be ready to prove your conscientious objector status in court. And even then, you need to help in the war effort by staying home until we finally beat this thing.
The sad thing is, it's already, it's absolutely proven that the vaccines don't work. They don't stop you from getting it. They don't stop you from transmitting it. And the only claim, and there's no way to quantify it, the only claim is, well, if you weren't vaccinated, you would have got a lot sicker.
So in that rant, the globalist filth, Jim Cramer, mentions a foolish state's right issue in a governor who wants to be president. Who do you think he was talking about? Well, that would be Florida's DeSantis, who is actually standing up for the liberty of the people that live in Florida, unlike that filthy, horrible, rotten replacement for Cuomo governor in New York and that House of Getty puppet Gavin Newsom in California. Thank God we have 50 states. Thank God we have a constitution. And thank God we know where our rights come from, Bill. Our rights don't come from these people. Our rights come from God.
They're God-given. Exactly. They're God-given.
And Jim Cramer can't take them away. What a piece of filth. You know, here's a call to action. Everybody listening, politely reach out to Jim Cramer and tell him what a globalist piece of trash he is and that you will never watch his show again. Better yet, reach out to his sponsors and tell them the same thing. What a piece of garbage. And Bill, do you think CNBC has ever run a big pharma ad for maybe a pharmaceutical that Pfizer makes?
The bulk of them.
Well, what else do you have for us, Bill? In the pre-call, you told me something interesting about the Perth Mint. And stay tuned, guys. I've got a masterclass from Michael Saylor that I want to share some sound bites of. But the Perth Mint, silver, $22.45. They don't even have the stuff in the vaults at this point. $17.89 for gold as the Fed prints. Printers go burr. What happened at the Perth Mint?
Yeah. I mentioned to you the article just popped up maybe 20 minutes before the call. The new CIO, Chief Information Officer of Perth Mint, came on board, I guess, back in July. He quit. So, you know, whether there's anything behind that, whether he discovered something, didn't like it, and left, I mean, I have no idea why he left, but that's pretty odd. You take a job and you're gone in 5 months.
Well, now that we're on the topic of precious metals, in a minute, we're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin. But more importantly than that, it's not Bitcoin. The Michael Saylor Masterclass is about the currency. It's about our blood being drained, our economic lifeblood being drained by a criminal central bank that's privately owned by the Rothschilds. And I'll give Michael Saylor credit. He mentions the name Rothschild in this 60-minute, actually 80-minute interview on Tucker Carlson's daytime show called Tucker Carlson's Today. Okay, with that all said, the COMEX. Any news for us on this criminal operation known as the COMEX, where the bankers can flood on a daily basis the market with billions of ounces of paper, gold, and silver?
Well, yeah, the latest, as of yesterday, that was the final day. It was the final day for December gold. And I think the number was something like 95 tons. 95 tons, when we were talking 4, 5, 6 years ago, 95 tons standing for delivery would have been the entire year. And that's just the month of December. And of course, you know, we figured out why the open interest in the past years would drop as we got the first notice day. The open interest would collapse because what they were doing was they were doing EFPs, exchange for physicals, shipping them over to London, and then you can't track them whether or not they're actually delivered on or not. You know, the thought process is they're giving out fiat bonuses of pick a number, 15, 20, 25%, so that people don't actually stand and take delivery. So, but the big latest news is that we almost had 100 tons. And remember, the entire world only mines, 2,700, 2,800 tons per year, if you exclude Russia and China, because they do not export. And I guess a little some other news, there's two countries, I think it was Burundi, and I may be wrong on this, but I think Poland just added significant amounts of gold to their holdings. And the bottom line is these central banks understand that when this thing goes down, if you're sitting on fiat, you're sitting on nothing. So what they're doing is they're building their foundational capital by sitting on gold.
I feel a little bit like a broken record to rehash this and ask the obvious question, where and how does this end? And in a second, I'm going to play the first soundbite from Michael Saylor, because he's a big Bitcoin guy. He's got his entire treasury of his company, MicroStrategy, invested in Bitcoin. And he's been rewarded handsomely for that with a stock price that went from 100 to about 800 over the past year or so. So how does this play out for those of us who are prescient enough to buy physical silver and physical gold? Do we ever get our comeuppance? Ever, ever, ever?
I will tell you the same thing I've always told you, Sean, is that it will end in a failure to deliver. In other words, there's going to be more buyers standing and demanding physical delivery than there is gold and silver available to deliver. And that will rip apart COMEX. But the important thing is you need to understand why the attacks on gold, why the attacks on silver. The attacks on silver are so that there's no fire lit under gold, because if gold lights up, if we were talking right now and gold was 3,000, 5,000, 10,000 an ounce, there's no way that they could justify 1%, 0% interest rates. It all has to do with the ability of sovereigns, and primarily the U.S. Treasury's ability to borrow. In other words, if gold was going through the roof and screaming, they would have a problem funding their deficits. And just a interesting tidbit, since February of this year, the Federal Reserve has bought 55% of all Treasury issuance. And one should ask why.
Yeah, probably because nobody else wants to buy it. There are no other buyers.
Exactly. Because they had to, because nobody else was going to buy it. And if it wasn't for the Fed buying that 55% of issuance, interest rates would be far higher than they are right now. The whole charade facade would have already come down. And don't forget, Sean, this whole episode over the last couple of years has taken place it started with the repo market blowing out, and in one night went from basically 1% to 10%. And then conveniently within a month or two after the Fed was pumping $100 billion every single night into the repo market to keep it calm, then all of a sudden COVID came along, and what did that do? It shut economies down, and that creates obviously less demand for credit. So it eased the tightness in the credit markets, and it got to the point where the Fed, the Treasury, I mean, all the money that they pumped into the system turned out to be way, way, way too much money. So what did they have to do? Then they had to do a 180 degree turn. And instead of the repo market borrowing overnight, you had institutions piling huge balances into the reverse repo market because they couldn't find quality collateral. In other words, collateral they could sleep with overnight and not worry that they weren't going to get paid the next day. So we got up to what, $1.4 trillion in the reverse repo market.
Yeah, a trillion here, a trillion there, and pretty soon you're talking about real money. What are your thoughts on these central banks now all moving in tandem, all these Rothschild central banks around the world moving in tandem, openly discussing digital currencies? Okay, they want to go digital. And I guess the question is, are they going to get away with it? I think the answer is yes. And it might be because they did brainwash the public with crypto. I'm not anti-crypto. Okay, I've come kind of full circle on Bitcoin. I think it makes sense to have some Bitcoin as part of a diversified portfolio. But with that said, they have brainwashed everybody into now accepting digital currencies, I think, because of crypto.
Well, Sean, I think if you dig into it, central bank digital currencies are not about a better currency. They're still fiat currencies unless they back them with something. So there's no difference between a paper euro, a euro in a bank account, or a digital euro. Same with a dollar, same with everything else. If you dig into it, you'll figure out that digital currencies are all about control.
That's right.
They're all about being able to track exactly what you do, because they are an absolutely blockchain is an absolutely perfect accounting system to be able to track all transactions, all uses, etc. And one other aspect of it is they do have a kill button on those. So basically they will be able to press a button and basically freeze your account, zero your account out, or what have you. So you wake up one morning and you've been saying something naughty the day before that didn't go along with the mainstream narrative or the government narrative, they'll just shut you down. So that's the danger.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And you and I have been talking about this for a long, long time. It coincides with the move away from paper, physical dollars, right? They want to de-incentivize businesses and people from transacting in physical dollars because those are private transactions. So you're right. The danger here is essentially mark of the beast stuff. With that all said, have you changed your stance at all on Bitcoin? Because here's what I want to say about Bitcoin before I play some sound bites from Michael Saylor. El Salvador embraced Bitcoin as a national currency. They've given themselves an option outside of that Rothschild central banking system. So what I want to say about digital currencies and the move towards them in this country is I think that we need to embrace the states to protect our rights, our liberties, and our privacy. And some states have embraced gold and silver as currency. I think the move towards other types of currencies, other types of money outside a digital central banking currency needs to happen. It's a little bit like Florida and DeSantis standing up for the rights of people not to be vaccinated and not to have to produce a vaccine passport. The same would be true with a digital currency mark of the beast. We're going to need states to protect us and stand for our liberties, Bill.
As far as I mentioned just prior, these digital currencies, whether the existing ones, Bitcoin, Ethereum, et cetera, or sovereign digital currencies, when all is said and done, we live in a world that's that is bankrupting. We live in a world where there's more debt than can ever be repaid. We're going to go through a global bankruptcy. And bottom line is going to be confidence. And as I mentioned to you in the prior question, is that sovereign digital currencies, in order to be trusted, will need to be backed by something. It's important to understand that the blockchain is an absolutely perfect accounting system, but when it comes to the currencies themselves, I still believe they are nothing more than digital air. And of course, the problem is that in a central bank digital currency, you can be completely shut down, have your assets taken away from you at the press of a button.
Yeah, I know. And
and they can't do that with gold or silver. And you mentioned gold and silver are currencies. They're really not used as currencies. They are money itself.
Yeah, that's right. Gold and silver.
Now, we will probably get to a point going through this bankruptcy where silver does become a very important barter currency.
Well, let's talk about Bitcoin now, and I'll do a screen share here. And the reason I want to talk about Bitcoin is because it has been defined by the U.S. government as property. Okay, that's very important. If you hold Bitcoin, you hold property. And Michael Saylor has said owning Bitcoin now is a little bit like buying a city block in New York City in 1900. So let's play this. It's a masterclass. He was on Tucker Carlson's show here, the web show on Fox Nation, Tucker Carlson Today. And this is 20 minutes in. I have to give Tucker credit. He just listened to this guy talk for the first like 40 minutes before he even asked a question. And he started the show off, Bill, by asking Michael Saylor to explain Bitcoin. This is 20 minutes in and Saylor hasn't even mentioned the word Bitcoin yet. Listen to this.
Not another metaphor. The currency is to the economy what your blood is to your body, and economic energy or money is to the currency what oxygen is to your blood. So common sense says, if I keep sucking the oxygen out of the room, if I suck the oxygen out of the room, you're going to either suffocate or freeze to death. And if I keep sucking the economic energy out of the currency, the economy collapses. In the extreme, you get ripped back to Stone Age barter, right? When the money doesn't work anymore, right. I have to trade you cigarettes for bullets.
Right.
And the problem with that is the economy becomes a million times less efficient, right? If you don't have money, it's like, now, how many countries in the world have a collapsed currency? 66 are dollarized. There's 180 about countries. There's 130 floating currencies. All of them are weaker than the dollar. The US dollar is the world's reserve currency. The US dollar is expanding. It was expanding 10% a year for a decade, now expanding at 14% a year. It expanded 34% over the past 12 months. The dollar is weakening. Okay, it's like the oxygen is getting sucked out of the room. So Tucker, if I told you the oxygen is getting sucked out of the room and there's an oxygen mask drops out of the ceiling over there, what would you do?
Run for it.
Yeah, put the oxygen mask on. Bitcoin is the oxygen mask.
All right, I'm gonna come back to you. I really admire that guy. He is MIT educated. He is very, very smart. And he's a big Bitcoin guy. And where I give credit, where credit's due, it's this. He got involved and he got his treasury for his company, MicroStrategy, completely invested in Bitcoin. And Bitcoin has gone up from when he got involved, starting at $10,000. Now, the reason he did that, Bill, is because he ran the numbers on this inflation. And he knew that the purchasing power of his treasury would go to zero over the next 5 years if he didn't do something. And he looked at gold and he looked at silver and he looked at a basket of stocks like the S&P 500 and he settled on Bitcoin because there will only ever be 21 million of them ever in existence. And he thought, why wouldn't I want to be involved with that? Your thoughts on anything you just heard there? He's spot on as it pertains to the lifeblood of our economy being sucked out via inflation.
Well, he's correct. 35% of all dollars in existence today have been created since, I think it's February or March, since the beginning of COVID. So there's your inflation. And he's right. If a currency goes to zero, the economy collapses. And that's basically, it's basically where we're headed at this point, because in order to service the debt, there has to be more and more currency outstanding to service the greater amount of debt. Where I disagree with him is I personally think when all is said and done, when this thing goes through bankruptcy, I believe Bitcoin is digital air. I don't believe it has value. I don't believe that when the shithouse comes down, I'm going to be able to go to a farmer and say, you know, pull out your smartphone. I'm going to transfer some Bitcoin to you for eggs or a cow or what have you. But I know for a fact that they'll take silver. I know for a fact they'll take gold. The argument right now is Bitcoin is good, and it's proven good because look at it. What is it, 58,000 or whatever it is per Bitcoin? So that's proof. But you could use that same argument back in, you know, 400 years ago with tulips. That same argument, you know, you could use the exact same argument. And what's a tulip worth today? A tulip is a tulip. At least it's something real that you can look at.
Yeah, that argument sounds a little bit like Peter Schiff's arguments against this thing. But now we know that Bitcoin is the most secure computing network on planet Earth, according to Saylor and other experts. And there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin, unlike tulip bulbs. You can get as many tulip bulbs as you like.
Well, Sean, I said that right from the beginning. Is that blockchain is an absolutely perfect accounting system. There's no question about that. The problem I have, one other problem is that do you really believe that governments, when they bring out their own central bank digital currencies, are they going to allow Bitcoin, Ethereum, et cetera, et cetera? And I mean, look at some of the things that have gone from 1 cent to $5, like Dogecoin or whatever. And they were created originally as a joke. And what were they? They were basically just a momentum play.
Hey, friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. 100% right. Dogecoin, Shiba Inu. These are projects with unlimited.
Yeah, they're jokes.
Unlimited supply. So yes, buyer beware. Okay. Caveat emptor, as they say. So no, you're 100% right. Now, as it pertains to Saylor, and I want to go back here because I jotted down last night two other time codes, 33, 45, and 44. I don't know why I didn't make a note on why, but let's listen to this and see what he has to say.
Here's the big, there's so many big ideas. One is, it was engineered to be a digital gold with none of gold's defects. 21 million coins, but you can't make any more. The problem with gold is gold miners inflate the gold supply, right, and gold bankers inflate the gold paper supply. They dump gold derivatives on the market.
All right, now I know why I wrote that time code down, because he says what you and I know to be true. And that is the problem with precious metals. Precious metals could be obviously perfect money if the bankers hadn't destroyed it which they have consciously chosen to do. JP Morgan, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, these criminal international banks do exactly what he just said. They throw paper metals at the market, thereby destroying the value of the real stuff. Bill?
Right. They dilute the value, and that will go on, as I mentioned, until there is a failure to deliver. And once there is a failure to deliver, the fact that mines are adding 1% or 2% per year, because that basically that's what it is. So they're adding 1 to 2% more bullion to the system year after year. So it's not like all of a sudden, boom, you could see a 10% or 50% or 100% increase in supply. It's not possible. And actually, if you look at silver, there's a very strong argument that the silver production will basically be over in close to 20 years. You know, unless you have much, much higher prices, which would make it profitable. You know, if you had $500 silver, it would make it profitable to do all sorts of things to find more silver. But at these current prices, there's no way.
Well, I have one more soundbite here to play. And before I do that, let me ask you about silver. Did you make it down to Mexico for Chris Marcus's Silver Fest or whatever that party he has? He's a good guy like Chris. I think you were down there, weren't you?
I did it via Zoom.
Oh, you did it via Zoom. Okay.
Yes. So I was one of the presenters, but I did not go there.
Well, we like Chris, and we like his passion for uncovering the truth about all of this manipulation. He has really gone after these people, the CFTC and these folks that they're a little bit like the FDA. It really is kind of the fox guarding the hen house. The CFTC doesn't do jack diddly to rein in any of this malfeasance and this these paper games.
A couple of things that he didn't uncover, but just came out with. Of course, the LBMA back in February used the word global silver shortage. And then Ross Benham, and Chris Marcus has been brutal on Ross Benham and deservedly. Ross Benham came right out and used the word, we tamped the silver price down to avoid a disaster.
Right. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that specifically, Ross Benham. Is he a Goldman Sachs guy?
Yeah, I think that's where he came from originally. Well, you know, he worked there. But yeah, I think he is the acting CFTC head. I don't think he's got the full blessing yet. But I mean, he basically came right out and said they tamped the price down.
Yeah, I know.
That's an absolute admission to manipulation.
Yeah, he was very proud of that. They tamped the price down.
Yeah, we were successful.
It just, I tell you, man, the longer I live in this world, the more just crazy it all seems to me. I mean, look no further than France, where you have Macron, who is a former Rothschild banker. Okay, it kind of stitches the whole narrative together, doesn't it? What we're up against, these central banks all owned by essentially one family or a group of very wealthy shareholders, international banking families.
Well, Sean, think of this. If we were doing this interview exactly 2 years ago, we would be talking about credit. We'd be talking about the tightness in credit. We'd be talking about the repo market. Fast forward to where we are today, if any of the things that are going on today were brought up, you would be called out as a complete whack job in need of going to a mental institution. But yet the things that are happening today are happening. I mean, you have, look what's going on in Australia. Look what was floated yesterday in Germany, that everyone is going to be vaccinated by the military. I mean, really?
Well,
look at what's happened in the media, where they don't even spin stuff anymore. They outright lie. I mean, it's not even, there's zero factual reporting done at this point.
Yeah,
except by the alt media.
the mainstream media literally only lies. I agree with you there. And the other thing I agree with you about, and Candace Owen, I believe it was, tweeted this out about conspiracy theorists who predicted everything that we're now seeing with this vaccine. And you're right. So who do you trust? These former conspiracy theorists who are now being proven right about the conspiracy? And as it pertains to the military rolling out the vaccine, this experimental toxic death shot in Australia and in Austria and in Germany. Well, yeah, guess what? Jim Cramer wants the same thing to happen here. That's how you know who butters his bread. That's how you know he's a globalist who's bought and paid for.
Exactly. Sean, my rule of thumb now is if you see something on mainstream media, you know right off the bat it's not true. If they deny something, you know it's true. And if they tell you something, you know it's not true. That probably holds true 99% of the time.
Well, I agree. And I mentioned this to Ann Vandersteel in my conversation with her. And I asked, you know, why is it that the Kyle Rittenhouse case was front and center for the entire nation to watch live if they chose to? But the Ghislaine Maxwell case, no, we're not hearing very much about it. And all we're seeing are cartoon sketches from inside the courtroom. Now, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why it is. Because many, 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 many powerful, powerful, powerful people, politicians and billionaires were diddling kids and involved in this madness with Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein on the Lolita Express in his godforsaken island where unspeakable things were happening. And the mainstream media is dutifully trying to keep that all kind of under wraps to the degree they can. And that's why we don't get to watch that trial live.
Have you noticed one thing over the last, you know, since the trial started over the last 3 or 4 days, whatever? The one name that is not coming up and has not come up at all is Bill Gates. Oh. Now, let's go back. What was it, a year ago? I'm guessing it was roughly a year ago. It was announced that he was getting divorced. And why? Why did he get divorced? What was the purported reasoning for that? Because of how friendly and how many trips he took to meet with Jeffrey Epstein.
That's a great
point. But yet his name does not even get mentioned.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the mainstream media is always running cover for these people. And Bill Gates is one of the chief boogeymen on planet Earth, right up there with Klaus Schwab and Dr. Fauci and Henry Kissinger and the Rockefellers. I mean, Bill Gates is a dutiful foot soldier for this agenda, this World Economic Forum Great Reset agenda. He wants you tracked and traced with a vaccine. They won't tell you what's in the vaccine. He's profited handsomely, too. He told somebody on CNBC, I believe it was at Davos, that he's made some, I don't know what it is, $200 billion or something on the vaccines. He would have made a 20% return had he done traditional investing, but he went with vaccines. He made 10 times his money. I mean, this is just madness. And it's the absolute definition, the classical definition of fascism, that these billionaires get richer and richer off the government buying the vaccine and then mandating it for the citizens. I can't think of anything more dystopian and nightmarish than that, Bill.
You know, it's this morning, I rarely have the volume on, the TV's on in the background, and I looked up and I saw a picture of Fauci. And the only name that, and I don't even know why this happened, but the name that popped into my head was Mengele. I can only hope that when all is said and done, the lies collapse. And I think obviously, and it's a horrible thing, but this with the vaccines, we've already seen, you know, what, several million adverse reactions. We've seen tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands worldwide of deaths. When this thing unravels, I truly hope that there's a something similar to the Nuremberg trials.
Me too. Me too. There should be tribunals. There should be trials for these people. And they should pay the price for what they've done, because we've kind of come full circle. I should show that picture again of Obama and Fauci in a classroom propagandizing the benefits of the vaccine to children who don't know any better and who don't need it because none of them die from COVID. It's absolute madness.
Well, and whose parents are idiots? Their parents are idiots. I mean, what real parent would ever subject their child to be a test subject in something that you already know there are deaths, there are adverse reactions? I mean, if somebody asked you to play Russian roulette, what's your answer? No, I think I won't play the game.
Well, that's,
and that's basically what this come.
Yeah. Well, that's what's outrageous about this whole vaccine rollout is the fact that it is experimental. You know it and I know it, but the general public, I don't think, knows it. They don't understand that fact. They're taking part in a trial and they're not being compensated for it like a traditional medical experiment. It's complete madness. And not only are they not being compensated, if they get injured or die.
They are being compensated.
What?
Yeah, they're being compensated. They get free Krispy Kreme donuts. New York City was giving out $100 bills. I'm being facetious, but the point is they're gambling with their life.
Yeah. Yeah. And if they get hurt, they can't sue. Okay. So that's the real beauty of this thing for Big Pharma and Albert Bourla, another demon. All right. We're going to round this thing out with one more.
So Sean, let me ask you before we go further, let me ask you a question. What do you think is going to happen once people figure this out? Once people figure out they've been hoodwinked and they stuck something in their arm that, you know, may or may not be a suicide shot.
Well, let me.
What do you think is going to happen?
Well, let me just say this. Because we have 50 states and we do have some federal judges that keep shooting down the BS coming out of the Biden administration with regards to mandating vaccines in companies with 100 or more employees, in regards to OSHA trying to be the enforcer of this madness, of this pure evil. Because we have states and states' rights, because we still have our liberty and we still have our Second Amendment, we're armed. Okay, we're free people. Okay, again, we are born free in this country, and we're not going to let any demonic entity sitting in a public office tell us we're not free. So that's what I want to say about that. But I'm keeping a very close eye on what's going on in Australia specifically, because I've said several times now, I'm a little bit shocked that some of these public medical officers, these, what do you call them, health ministers, have not been pulled out of their beds in the middle of the night by an angry public at this point, because what's coming out of their mouths is so beyond the pale, pure evil that the people of Australia, even though they're unarmed, even though they've been disarmed, I think at some point they snap and there's going to be people hanging in the town square. That's my view. That's how I think this thing ultimately ends, but we'll see. I don't know. They haven't done it yet. And I'm not calling for violence. I'm just saying the people of Australia are being pushed way too far by these globalist monsters.
You used the word disarmed. I look at it as they gave up their guns. And that's something, that's why the U.S. is the major roadblock for the globalists. Because I don't know what the number is, 60% of people in the U.S. have guns. It might be higher, it may be lower, I don't know. But, you know, if you got 150 million people with guns, you're not going to be able to steamroll people with guns. You're not going to be able to say, you know, the military is coming by, you know, in your neighborhood next week and they're going to give you a shot. Because, I mean, I can tell you, the people I know, the people I live around, their answer would be the hell they are. Right. I mean, it's the Second Amendment is the roadblock to the globalists.
Yeah, and I think...
And one other thing,
go ahead.
Sean, the reason I asked you that question is because I personally know 7-8 people that have had adverse reactions. I mean, their lives are ruined. Their lives are, you know, they will go forward basically non-functionally. If not, you know, die because they have organs that are shutting down.
Yeah, that's very sad. And there's really no helping those people.
But it's going to get bigger. My point is, You know, we're still fairly early in. We're not even, what are we, 9 months into vaccinations or 8 months into vaccinations, and this is already happening. Where are we going to be 6 months from now? And they're telling people they need to get their third booster and their fourth booster. I mean, where are we going to be in 3 months, 6 months? I think we're going to be in stupid world by then.
What I would like to see happen is I would like to see an attorney general indict Anthony Fauci. I want these guys indicted, Bill. I want Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and Andrew Bourla indicted for crimes against humanity. That's what I want.
There's already enough evidence for that
point. I agree. So this ends when that happens.
And in 3 months or 6 months, there's only going to be much, much more.
All right. If I may, let's go back to Michael Saylor just to put a bow on this thing. I marked down a time code 44, and I think he's talking about Main Street versus Wall Street. And I really respect his views on this because this is the story of what has always happened, right? The rich ensnaring and enslaving the poor.
Earning 0% interest. And I heard the banker say, we're not even thinking about raising interest rates. I saw a K-shaped recovery where everybody on Wall Street got 30% richer doing nothing in a year, where everybody on Main Street had to work 30% harder to stay still. That's what I saw last year. If you're on Wall Street with $1 billion, you ended the year with $1.3 billion. If you're on Main Street working for a living, selling something by the sweat of your brow, you had to raise your prices 30%, working harder in order to generate 30% more money to buy the same thing you could have bought before the crisis. What I saw was 2,000 people in my company working hard, doing 100,000 things right every year could make $50 million. And the money in the bank was going to lose $100 million a year in value doing nothing. And we were running as hard as we could and going backwards.
All right, I'm coming back to you, Bill. I just wanted to play that. And if I remember to do it, guys, I will leave a link to that entire interview below. It truly is a masterclass, not just in Bitcoin. It's a masterclass in money. It's a masterclass in currency finance and the economy. Bill, he's right. I think we all feel like we're kind of moving backwards as we see our government hijacked, right, by an illegitimate election and an illegitimate president passing illegitimate executive orders that do nothing but harm us, right? It feels like we're moving backwards, and it's time that we take steps forward. We got to take our country back, man. That's why 2022 is so important. I know people say elections don't matter, they're all rigged. No, I think there's a tidal wave of anger that has captured this country, not only because of the coup that occurred on November 3rd and November 4th, but because of the fact that those who committed the coup are so obviously anti-American and anti-human and just pure evil. And I'm talking about Biden. I'm talking about Biden and Biden, Biden administration.
I agree with you, Sean. What he's talking about, you know, you go from $1 billion to $1.3 billion, 30%, doesn't that kind of coincide exactly with the amount of new dollars outstanding, 35%?
Yeah, in the point,
basically what he's doing is he's describing inflation.
Yeah, but
we have had an inflation, and it's been a plan. And I don't know if it was with you. I know several interviews that I've done in the past. And actually, I wrote this back in 2007, that the policies that were being put in place nobody could be that stupid. It's all been a plan.
I agree 100%. And when they print the money, who gets the money first? The elite, the banks,
right?
The bankers. That's what he's talking about. And when people as smart as Michael Saylor figure this out and get pissed off, well, then they end up on our side, right? They end up on the side of truth and liberty.
One last thing, since you're wanting to talk about Bitcoin, understand that there was a paper, I believe it was in 1996, 96, involving the CIA talking about digital currency. So my question is that part of the plan?
Yeah, it very well may be part of the plan because nobody knows who Satoshi was. Nobody knows who Satoshi Nakamoto is. Nobody knows who created Bitcoin. Lots of theories, the cypherpunks. But if Michael Saylor is right, then Bitcoin is property and it is freedom to the degree that it can't be controlled by a central bank. That's his thesis. We'll see how that plays out over time. Certainly, he's been right so far, and the track record of Bitcoin over the past 10 years has been nothing but an upward trajectory for the most part. But look, I started talking about Bitcoin back when it was 300-400, and I said people might want to dip a toe in the pool just to have some exposure to it. And here we sit now at $57,000 per coin, and silver, the salt in the wound, man, $22 an ounce. That's what breaks my heart. $22 an ounce. It just breaks my heart, Bill, because the people, the good people who listen to smart folks like you and who have been buying precious metals, silver specifically, more than gold, maybe, just have not been rewarded at all. And I know you think that day will come where they will be.
But Sean, one thing for sure is those people that have done that cannot wake up tomorrow morning and find out they have zero.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Bill, can you tell people how they can follow you?
Yeah, you can go to www.jsmindset.com. And of interest to your listeners, we've just put out a compendium, which is basically it's everything that has been posted on JS Mindset, including all the subscription material for the last 5 or 6 years since 2008. And I think it's important that the date 2008, what does that include? That includes the great financial crisis. So it's a real time, if you will, reporting of what happened and how we got here. I would view it as a time capsule of truth, because we know history gets rewritten. Even look at dictionaries, they're changing the definitions of inflation, deflation, you name it, in dictionaries. So it's a complete listing of everything we've posted since 2008. It comes in thumb drive form, and I hope hundreds or thousands of these turn up 20 years from now, 30 years from now, 50 years from now. I mean, think back. How many times have you asked, how could the Germans have been so stupid in the 1930s to allow Hitler to do what he did? And this is, this compendium will give some truthful answers to people inquisitive in the future.
Very good. And people can find that at jsmindset.com.
Right.
Perfect. All right.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's right up at the page.
Okay. Well, it's been fun to catch up with you today, Bill. I appreciate your time, Bill. Thank you,
Sean. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Very good. Friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members over at sgtreport.tv, where we have that server beyond the reach of Big Brother. We really do appreciate all of you guys. And for real news every single day, please visit us directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote, the cure for corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
They're already doing it in Australia. They're firing the shots with these jabs. They're going door to door with the military. They're doing it in Houston, knocking on doors here in Houston, Texas. Have you been vaccinated yet? This is real. They shot and killed Ashley Babbitt. This is real. They have declared war on all of us.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless this republic. Bye-bye.